Welcome to PortfolioAfric.com, where we bring you business as it is raw. Through interviews, we share with you raw stories of thriving and successful influencers, captains of industries, and business owners all across Africa. Let their stories illuminate your path to success. You are with your host, Dan AK. This is Business as It Is Raw.
Thanks for joining me for another episode of Portfolio Afric, where we share inspiring and raw stories of today's most successful entrepreneurs. If you're enjoying this free podcast, please show your love and support by heading to PortfolioAfric.com and clicking the subscribe to iTunes button at the top of our page. This will take you to iTunes, where you will leave your ratings and review. Today on the show, I have the honor to introduce to you our guest, a very distinguished person in the online space and the offline space in the business world, as it has to do with Nigeria and the international body. I have the honor to introduce to you Ebuka Anichebe. Ebuka Anichebe has an uncommon approach to marketing, media consulting, business innovation, and personal and professional effectiveness. He is the founder of Jim Paul and Associates Consultancy, an organization focused on providing quality business solutions through consulting and provision of a wide range of services that we definitely will be hearing of in no distant time. So, Ebuka, yes. I'm so glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Dan. Good to be on the show.
Wow. So, I've already said a few things about you. So, why don't you go ahead and tell us more about what you do, who you are, and what you do?
Okay. My name is Ebuka. My online profile, I go by the name Ask Ebuka. That's my moniker, Ask Ebuka.
Okay.
As a consultant, I believe people ask you questions looking for clarity, insights. And so basically, I chose to go with Ask Ebuka because people usually say, I'm trying to get this thing. They'll say, Ask Ebuka. I'm trying to do this thing. They say, Ask Ebuka. So I just decided, okay, you know what? That should be my name, Ask Ebuka. So yeah,
Wow. Here we are. Wow. That's really impressive.
Okay. Yes. So okay. About my background in business, if you want to know, if you're interested
Of course.
Let me put it this way, right?
Okay. Yes.
When I finished for my NYC, I knew I wanted to get a bit of work experience first. So I applied for jobs in places like NLNG, Shell, you know, those usual places where they tell you, oh, you need 2-1. I had the 2-1, so I said, let me apply. Okay. Well, they didn't accept me. I now lowered my standard. And instead of applying there, I started applying for places like banks. But then after a while, I just said, you know, the only bank that I know accepted was SkyBank. I decided not to go because I knew banking wasn't something I wanted to do. I started to, you know, say, no, this is not what I wanted to do. And then I moved to a consulting company. I worked for a consulting company called HMB. They are defunct now. They're no longer operational now. But I worked there for 2 years and before deciding to strike out on my own.
Wow. Just 2 years experience, you were able to establish Jim Paul.
Two years experience, and I started, you know, let me do what I want to do. So I started my company, Jim Paul and Associates Consultancy. Originally, what we were doing there was more of marketing consulting. So we would, you know, do things like flyers for e-flyers so you can put on your social media. Then it was just high five and Facebook. So we would just do flyers for companies. We would also write for them, do creative writing for their website design. And this was before Web 2.0 came out. This before it became everybody knew how to do a website, you know, WordPress and the rest came out. This was when you had to do HTML and write code. So we had a bit of a good time, you know, just designing website designs and doing marketing for small companies. So we did that for a while. Eventually, you know, we're based here in Abuja. And things can be quite expensive here. Everything is quite expensive. So I said, look, this is not like Lagos. Where are the people that have money? Because in Abuja is either government or you have the, you know, the big brands like Zenith Bank and the other banks. If you go to them, they'll tell you, oh, all our decisions are made in Lagos, and they always kept taking us to Lagos. So yeah, it was a bit of a rough time back then. I can assure you it was difficult. Yeah, but luckily for me, I had good partners that were willing to work alongside with me. So the salary was much of a burden. Whatever we get, we share. So that's really how we were working for a while until things stabilized.
Wow. Going through your site, jimpaul.com, if I'm right with that, I saw team members you have, and they're really amazing, really high profile persons. And I was just wondering, wow, how did you manage to pull this off? First of all, being able to transition from the normal e-flyer and normal design to something that's is really so established these days. When I was going through the client profile too, it was something amazing. So is there anything that you would want to share with us, especially on managing your team for the initial time? How did you get about picking your team members? How were you able to get such high profile person into your space?
Okay, yeah. So what I would say is this: you need to work. Everybody has to work on their own self development. For me, it's something I continually do, right? People like to overestimate experience or work experience, but if you have a passion for something, right, your job is now to look out where does the market, what purpose does this your passion have, what purpose, what place the marketplace can you turn your passion into purpose? So there's a purpose, there's a why should people buy you? So I found my why when I realized that many people, number one, they don't like marketing. So our marketing agency was helping them do the dirty work of marketing, right?
Okay.
So we're doing that work for them. And then the more people see that you're diligent and you're good at what you do, then more and more people will start coming to you for one reason or the other.
Yes.
So how I then transitioned from just doing logo designs and building websites to where we are now was purely from what I would call social capital. Capital, that means people that you know and people that know you, right?
Yes.
And they don't just know you, they like you and they trust you.
Yes.
I was able to get a number of people, sometimes I would do free websites for them just to get them to, like us. After a while, you do something for someone, they introduce you to their father, they introduce you to their mom. And the rest can be history, because now when you start dealing with people in their 50s and their 60s and you're a 20-something-year-old young man, and they see that you have zeal, they will tell you, okay, I'm a young man, I can introduce you to other people. But you bring my thoughts, and you said, no problem, man. And then you actually, what you think is a joke? You actually go around and actually give them what you think should be their due commission. And they start looking at you as a business partner. So for me, I was pretty much quick on getting this kind of business partnerships, reaching out to people that I knew, look, I need to work with this person. If the person cannot be my client, let the person at least be my brand ambassador. I got a number of relationships set up, and I kept telling them, let's work with you. I want to work with you. I want to work for you. I want to work with you and for you. And this is Nigeria. You know, everybody knows that you have to know somebody and know somebody. So I built my social capital, and then the rest took care of itself. Number one, so first thing I'll tell you, I had the advantage. I knew how to do speaking engagements. I knew how to write. I knew how to do good designs. But I have to now go and learn how to work with people, because I'm an introvert by nature. But I knew it's something I had to learn. So I learned how to do public speaking. I went to schools, started talking to people, young kids at first, because the kids are easier to talk to. But when I got through that, over that fear of public speaking, then I started talking to, you know, much older people. And then here we are today. We've trained virtually everything. Operation in Abuja, from FIRS, MMPC, CBN, you name it, we've been there, worked with them, they are clients now. But and this is a 10-year period, so a lot can happen. A lot has happened. For the first 5 years, we were doing logos and websites. Now, this past 5 years, it's been completely different. Hey, the pay, my brother, has been completely different.
The journey is not complete without some touch up of a struggle. So, could you share with us an obstacle you once encountered in the past and how you're able to kind of scale through, come out of it? No. Because I know it's inevitable.
The struggles are every day, my brother. The struggles are not in the past. Even if you say in the past, it will be as if you no longer struggle. The struggles are continuous. Because for every new level, there's a new devil, right?
I love that.
The devils now are even stronger. But you have to deal with it. I mean, like, things like governments, we're working with a lot of governments, they tend to owe you for long periods. That's something you have to learn to deal with. How do you source for finance? Do you have personal friends that can pay, that can give you a loan and can give you a fixed interest rate? So see, they can say 10%, but that 10% doesn't, they know they can wait. It's not every month 10% like what most loan sharks do. So every month,
yes.
People that can give you. So you need to start looking for those kind of people that can lend you a helping hand when you have a bigger job to execute. Recently, we did a job for a company. I'm not going to mention their name because it's public. But they owed us for close to 9 months, right? And this was, I mean, we had collected money, sunk in money, trained their 30 people, then they kept owing us since January. We had to find ways around it, you know, try and tip a couple of people off so that they can facilitate the job. It has to be said. You have to, it's just, when you're in a system, you have to deal according to that system. So we deal with these things most of the time. Then you also have times, periods when you go and take on a job that you perhaps shouldn't have. Maybe you see a client. The client comes to you, begs you, oh, I need this thing. But you evaluate the client. Yeah, the client is saying, oh, they need these things, but they're not willing to listen to you. You're supposed to be their consultant, but they want to tell you what you should do. And you're like, no, this is not how it works, right? Even though you're paying me, you only came to me because you know I'm better at this than you. So when a client, for example, starts trying to tell you how to do your creativity, then that becomes a problem. You have to know when to walk away. You have to know when to just walk away that kind of situation. If not, you lose your own self-respect. You lose your self-respect, and that's important. You know, as a freelancer, you want to always maintain your ability to think for yourself and then think for your clients. Give them the best advice that you know will work for them. Because if you say, let me just be saying yes sir, they won't get the result. They will blame you. So That's another thing. I think I faced this problem last month. If you ask me how I resolved it, I simply just, you know, told the client I'm no longer interested in working with him. He should keep his contract. And I walked away. Simply, I mean, this is what you have to do. Those times when things don't, according to your own inner values, your company values, there has to be clear direction. If that's not working for you, don't say no. Sometimes we are too eager to say yes to everything, and then it comes around to bite us. So yeah, I say this because I see self-employed professionals, freelancers, virtual assistants. I mean, just about anybody that is in the space that sells personal services, right? And there are quite a number of us, you know, whether you're a makeup artist or you're an event decorator or a photographer, the number of people in that sector. What I advise is people should start thinking of themselves not as just freelancers, not as just hustlers, but as artists. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Business As It Is Raw.
Think of your work like an art and ask yourself, how can I be better at my art? How can I become better at my craft? How can I become a true artist? Where, you know, when you want Davido, you want Davido. You don't want someone that sounds like Davido. You want only Davido. You want Wizkid, only Wizkid. You don't want someone that sounds like Wizkid. So that's basically where you should grow your art. Don't just be you have a podcast interview. No, be the best podcast guy. Have something that makes you stand out, something that will become your onlyness, that only you can do. So people around the world you can say, yeah, so it's only Dan Eke that can do this thing. Only him can do what no one can do. They have to come from to that point, right? So that's where you need to be, right? Many people don't put in enough work. I mean, an artist is always practicing, even when they have nothing to do. They're practicing. You have to be practicing your work. You don't have to wait until you have a business plan. Write something, come up with something. Just keep practicing so that when opportunity finds you, you are ready.
Yes, and opportunity meeting readiness is luck. All right, thank you so much for that. Okay, what's your typical morning like? What goes into starting strong? And how do you stay strong?
Okay, in the mornings is when I do my reading, right? I read in the morning. I read. That's my best time to read. In the evenings, my head is already clouded. I will just be reading, but I will not be understanding. So two different things. But in the morning, I read and understand very well. So I dedicate my morning hours to the joy of reading and preparing and learning and getting myself better. So I'll do that. Either I'm reading or I'm listening to an audiobook. Every morning I do that. I don't fail. It's an every morning thing. If I wake up by 4 o'clock, I'm doing that till 6. Right, if I wake up by 6 o'clock, I'm doing that till 8. So I do that every morning. And afterwards, I would do some exercises, push-ups and then skipping. So I do push-ups and then do skipping. Then I have my back afterwards, and then I'm ready for the day. So the push-ups and the skipping really helps me to release endorphins in my body and adrenaline so that I can go out and I'm pumped up. People say, oh, Ebuka, you're always pumped up. I say, well, that's my secret, you know. I read and I gym my mind and I gym my body so that I'm firing on both angles. Then I'm ready for the day. So that's essentially all my mornings. Sometimes I have breakfast, sometimes I don't. But these two things I always do: feed my mind, work on my body. Feeding my body sometimes comes optional. So yeah.
That's marvelous, especially as I was able to pick that. No matter what, you must commit 2 hours to it. If you wake up 4 o'clock, it will be 4 to 6. If you wake up 6 o'clock, it will be 6 to 8. That requires enough energy.
At least 2 hours to your personal development. Work more on yourself than you do on your job. That's the key thing to success.
Wow. Okay. All right. Sometime in October, you released a book. I've seen series of testimonials about that particular book. I've heard many things about that particular book. I want you to tell us about that book.
Okay, I wrote a book recently. It's called The Smart Hustler Playbook. It's been amazing. Since I released it 10 days ago now, people have just been, it's been, the reception has been wonderful. People have been doing videos, asking their friends to buy, and all sorts of things. Now, what is the book about? The book is really about getting freelancers like you and me, right? Getting self-employed professionals like you and me to get into a mindset of a champion. The book is more about your mindset, not your skill set. Like, you can definitely go and look for skills, right? In different, I mean, and it's good to get those skills, to learn how to write, to learn how to use podcasts like Dan, to learn how to do photography, to learn digital marketing skills. You need to learn those skills. But then what is your mindset? How do you approach customers? This is what this book is about. How do you approach key partners for your business that would feed your business with new clientele? That's what this book is about. What strategies can you deploy as a business person that is guaranteed to give you a return on your investment. So say, for example, you decide to write a book. Good. Writing a book is fantastic. But then how do you sell the book, number one? And is the sales from the book more important? Let me give you an example. Back in 2012, when I decided I wanted to stop doing website design and doing logo designs and flyers for people and shift into doing trainings and consulting for companies, I knew, okay, people will say, that I was doing logo. What does he know about this? So I knew I needed to change market impression from that of a graphic designer to more of who I am, a marketing consultant, right? A business developer. That's what I wanted to be. I wrote a book, and I gave the book for free because, I mean, people will not even buy it because they don't know me. So I wrote the book, gave the book for free to selected people that I knew I wanted to impress. I knew I needed to, not even wanted to, I needed to impress so that I can tap into their social network. I gave it to them. I sent it out to all the newspapers' houses in Abuja, and all the radio stations in Abuja, and all the TV stations in Abuja. So I gave out about maybe 200 copies of that book, right?
Yeah.
200. I mean, I printed 500. I gave out 200. And then, little by little, the magic started happening. You know, the newspapers will call you to write an article for them. You'll do that. They don't pay you. The radio people will call you to come and for you to give their opinion on a certain matter. They, of course, they don't pay you to. But your name starts going out there. So you send out to your friends that, listen to me on this FM and that FM. And then people start to take you like, wow, this guy is going somewhere. If all these guys are calling him, and they have no idea why they're calling you, by the way. They don't know that, it's your book that's making them call you. So they're also like, if all these people are, because trust me, your family and friends, they will not first believe in you. Your family won't be the first one. It's outsiders that will actually believe in you. So I went to change the impressions of the outsiders, and then eventually the insiders started calling me. So now we have that sweet spot where both your friends and family announce to take you seriously. So yeah, work on the outsiders. When scripture says that a prophet is never recognized in his home, it's true when it comes to business.
That's great. So we were talking about the Smart Hustler's Playbook.
Well, yes, the Smart Hustler Playbook. So I wrote this book after this. So it's been 5 years since I wrote my last book. I wrote that one in 2012.
Okay.
This is 2018 now. And I'm like, okay. So I worked on this book. And I said I needed to get this book in the hands of everybody that is a freelancer, that is thinking of how can I position myself and start working with the kind of big names, big clientele that I really want. Names like Coca-Cola, right? Names like Stanbic IBTC. Those are the kind of things that we want to work for, right? But it's hard when you feel too small and they're too big. So how can a small guy, get noticed by a big guy? So that's what this book is really about. How to get noticed, to get respected, to carve your own market share from a big pool where you look like a small shark or a small fish and there are sharks in the water. Yeah. How do you differentiate yourself? That's what the Smart Hustler is about, to be smart in your hustle.
Wow. Great. So how can someone get it? Because like you stay at Abuja and I stay here in Lagos. So as I mean, I want to get a copy because I already want to. How can I have access to a copy?
Oh, the moment once you want a copy, go to my Instagram handle, right? Or even my Facebook handles, Ask Ebuka. Just put the hashtag Ask Ebuka and you'll find my handle.
I would ask what success quotes and your personal raw words would you leave the raw nation with?
Well, let me say this, okay? You owe it to the world to succeed. The world does not owe it to you to help you succeed. Or you owe it to the world to succeed. So fuck it and do it, all right? Just do it. That's all. Every day, nobody owes you. You owe it to the world. The world does not owe you. So fuck it and do it. That's the word for you. That's my raw word for you. All right?
We so much appreciate your time and everything you shared with us.
Thank you.
And we look forward to having you once again. because we enjoyed the time with you.
Thank you.
I hope you have time for us.
Anytime you call me, I'll be there.
It's all right. Thank you so much for having me on the show.